Unit 9, page 110. Listening. Exercise 2. Extract 1. You hear part of a radio program concerning an attempted robbery.
In your book, you talk about some very entertaining robberies. Do you have a favourite?
Oh, yes. It happened at the Millennium Dome in London. The attempt was simple but daring and a bit like a James Bond film.
Remind me what happened?
Well, a gang of criminals had been conspiring for months to steal the Millennium jewels, which were on display there. The plan was to smash their way in with a bulldozer, break through the security glass at the display, and snatch a dozen rare and valuable diamonds, including the Millennium Star. The men behind the raid were well-known criminals, and the police had had the ringleader under surveillance for some time, so the police decided to wait for them overnight.
Very clever.
Yes. The plan went ahead. The thieves crashed through the perimeter fence and into the dome, but as they reached in to grab their prize, they found themselves well and truly cornered. Officers disguised as cleaners ordered the men to raise their hands and they were caught red-handed.
Oh, what a story! Now tell me about another exciting...
Extract 2. You hear a woman and a police officer talking about credit card fraud.
Could we just run through what happened?
I just booked into a hotel and I'd left my credit card details to guarantee payment. I'd only been in my room a few minutes when the phone rang. Apparently, the credit card company had refused to authorise the card. I rang the company immediately and they said I'd overspent on my credit limit. They said I'd spent hundreds on sports equipment.
And you still had your credit card?
I certainly did. That's what really got to me. How can anyone use your credit card if it's still in your possession?
Very easily. What can happen is that when you pay for something, say in a restaurant, someone copies the card. Clone it, if you like.
But what about PIN numbers? Nobody would be able to use the card.
Unfortunately, payments can be made over the phone without your PIN number.
So does that mean I'm liable for all these bills?
Probably not. It's fraud, and credit card companies cover that possibility. You've reported it to us, and we take these matters seriously.
Extract 3. You hear two people on a current affairs programme talking about crime and punishment.
So, what exactly are you saying? Violent criminals should be allowed to walk free after a few years in prison?
Not at all. What I'm saying is that we have to rethink our attitudes towards crime and punishment. Years ago, people thought that if you were made to pay for what you'd done, sent to prison, you'd be a better person when you came out. In fact, the opposite seems to be true. A huge percentage of prisoners re-offend in the first few weeks after getting out.
Yes, I can see that something has to be done to prevent that. But it's much better to consider punishments like community service for non-violent offenders.
Obviously, there's a difference between the types of criminal you're dealing with. But what we have to realise is that prisons are grossly overcrowded. So what we have to come up with is a way of helping prisoners make a useful contribution to the world we live in and making the whole thing more positive. We simply don't have room to house offenders.